We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'll tell you what, it's been 7 years coming, baby. I learned one thing since I've been here. You gotta fight for your right to fight.
It's 10:05 here on a Monday. Some of you are off today and pretty happy about that because some of you had kind of a late night.
You think?
So the partying on the plaza outside my bedroom window went till about 11. Not too bad. Welcome to a Monday. No keyword to cash today, by the way. Taking the holiday off. It'll be back tomorrow. We have plenty of other things to get to. On a serious note, coming up a little bit later, Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas will join us by phone at 11:45. To talk about, of course, the Chiefs' win yesterday, but also the story that's making national news besides that out of Kansas City, which was the shooting outside a nightclub last night with people that were celebrating the big game. So we'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later. But back to the good news first.
Unbelievable. I mean, the Chiefs looked solid, and they did kind of the same thing that they had done in the divisional playoff game a week earlier, where they spotted the Titans a lead and then just came roaring back. And, of course, it was all behind the play of Patrick Mahomes and the defense. And I think that's something that cannot be stressed enough, given the struggles that they had midseason, that the Chiefs' defense has been getting better and better week by week.
Joining us, he is out on location, Josh Klingler from 610 Sports Radio that you hear doing sports here on KMBZ in the morning, just to get all the insights and all the color from last night as well. Hey, Josh, how's it going?
And I'm in the midst of T-shirts. So I'm out at we're broadcasting live from Rally House today, 97th and Quivira, and a truck shipment came in as we were on the air, and the frenzy is on to get the AFC champion t-shirts, and as we proceed to the Super Bowl type t-shirts, and we know how good we were during the World Series run at buying t-shirts.
So Josh, what's left over there?
Oh, they got a good
everything
stock of stuff, but they're going fast. People are taking, you know, handfuls of AFC championship gear, anything with the Chiefs logo on right now. It's been fun to watch, and like I said, we kind of went through this before with those Royals t-shirts, and we could never have enough blue t-shirts at that point in time. We're not going to have enough red and every other color t-shirt for the Chiefs. It's pretty cool.
You know, just like any game, Josh, there were so many moments in this thing, but talk about the one that everybody has been talking about, where Patrick Mahomes on a scramble for a touchdown was looking like, I mean, it was a play where he looked like he was going to go out of bounds with maybe a 1 or 2 yard gain. And all of a sudden he just said, no, I don't think I'll do that. I want the end zone.
Yeah. I think that's been his biggest evolution this year is, obviously, had 50 touchdowns and an MVP performance last year, but the ability to use his feet and run and be smart about it this year, which I think has been that kind of that next step in his development. Teams are going to try to shut him down throwing the football, and so he's going to have to come up with other ways to be a factor. And yesterday is the perfect example to me. I mean, of all the Mahomes highlights thus far, that one has moved to number one on the list. he wasn't even throwing the football, right?
Right, so, there are running backs who don't make that cut.
and. To do it right at the tail end of the half as well. He said he knew the timeout situation and figured he had time, right? If he didn't get the end zone, he was going to get the timeout called. So the presence of mind to do all that, just pretty heady stuff. And I thought that was the moment there where you thought, okay, this is going to be real. He got himself in the end zone. Chiefs had a lead, and he felt like that they were going to get it done, and indeed did.
What about defense? It wasn't just about Mahomes, but also about defense. How'd they do yesterday?
Oh, huge. I mean, we talked about it all week leading up, trying to stop, you know, Derrick Henry in that game. And they take him out, especially, in the second half, where they had to abandon their run game because the Chiefs were stuffing it. They had a lead. And the way this defense has played over the last stretch, we saw it last year. They weren't going to be in the Super Bowl with that defense. And then this year's defense looks like one that can propel you. And I think from where it came at the start of the season to now, I thought it'd be maybe next year before we'd see what the defense could be. Well, you're seeing it right before your eyes now. They played terrific in that game, and they're going to have to again here in a couple of weeks. But, yeah, without their play, certainly, and without their, evolution over the last 7-8 weeks, this team wouldn't be in the position they are today.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll take a look ahead to San Francisco in just a minute, but talk some more about that re-evolution of the defense, because you go back to around week five, week six, everybody was ready to hang it up on the defense again for another year. How did they pull together?
Yeah, I think the two big acquisitions they made in the offseason in Tyrann Mathieu and Frank Clark, it really galvanized that locker room. They came in and almost took ownership. They weren't here last year when the defense was, you know, getting all the fingers pointed at it. And they essentially took ownership of it and said, we don't want to be that. We don't want to be the side of the field that people are complaining about. So I think they kind of took it upon themselves. They started to see results. They started to believe what their defensive coordinator especially was kind of preaching to them. And they kind of led by example, certainly down the stretch. And then, you know, not to say that there's not some guys that were on this roster beforehand that haven't contributed. Not saying that at all. Like Chris Jones has been outstanding all year. Dan Sorensen has been really good in the postseason. But I think it just kind of steamrolled, kind of snowballed. They got the belief, they got the results that they were seeing on the field, and then it just kind of just fed upon itself to get to a point where they believe they can stop just about anybody. And they took, you know, yesterday personally, they heard a lot about the running back Derrick Henry all week long as well, and wanted to make sure they made a statement and did. So I'm sure they're gonna find another chip here come Super Bowl time, maybe try to stop that Niners running back here in a couple weeks.
And we'll get to San Francisco here in a second. But can you talk for a minute about the significance for people who don't know about the Hunt family finally getting to have this trophy and how big of a moment that was yesterday?
Yeah, we don't have to get to San Francisco yet. We got 2 weeks.
Right, plenty of time.
So, I mean, that's absolutely cool. We were kind of just reveling in the moment today, not worried about that stuff yet. But, yeah, absolutely, because this is the first time the Chiefs have won the AFC Championship. Went to the Super Bowl twice, but it wasn't the scenario in which it is now. And so winning the AFC Championship for the first time, winning it at Arrowhead where they lost last year, and last year was the first time they'd hosted it, so back-to-back years. And then, yeah, getting the Hunt Trophy, the Lamar Hunt Trophy, in the hands of the family is big. They named the AFC Championship Trophy after Lamar Hunt in 1984, and you thought he might, he might be around at least to see one, and then it just kept going and kept going and kept going. So to see that, I thought that was one of the cool moments yesterday, of seeing Clark Hunt and Norma Hunt, the wife of Lamar, take that trophy. It was one of those cool moments. And then they kind of passed the trophy around to everybody else, but I was told, you know, Clark was the one clutching it kind of at the end of the night. So I thought it was pretty cool that they got that into the rightful hands of the Hunt family.
Josh Klingler is with us from 610 Sports Radio. And Josh, let's go ahead and take a look 2 weeks down the road, because we've got to talk a little bit about, you know, the X's and O's of San Francisco yesterday and their dismantling of the Packers. They did something they normally don't do, which is they moved defensive back Richard Sherman around a lot, following a particular receiver. Would you expect to see them do the same thing with Tyreek Hill next or 2 weeks from now?
They could try, but I don't think you can run with them.
Yeah.
So. You know, no offense. I think Richard Sherman's really good, and certainly when he left Seattle, I think there were probably some questions of whether or not he still had anything left. And those classic, if the team's kind of moved on, are you, you know, kind of long in the tooth? And he's not. He's really good, and so that'll be obviously one of the matchups. But I don't know. I don't know how you do it. I don't know who you pick. I think yesterday they picked Travis Kelce and did a pretty good job of kind of bottling him up. But then that brings other guys like Tyreek Hill and like Sammy Watkins yesterday. So you got to pick your poison. It'll be interesting to see the chess match that goes on between these two teams. And a San Francisco team that is really good on defense. They have a really stout bunch up front as well, so they can get after the quarterback and cause some problems. And then you saw them run the football yesterday. And, well, maybe some of you did. I didn't. I'm like everybody else. I didn't watch a lot of that game yesterday. We were too busy, reveling in what was going on with the Chiefs. So they're good. They're good. And they got a young quarterback that's very talented as well. And a coaching staff that's done a terrific job. So yeah, they were impressive yesterday in their win over Green Bay, and it won't be easy for the Chiefs, obviously, in Miami.
So let's talk a little bit about what goes on for these next 2 weeks in between, because media day and all of that extreme hype, I mean, the pressure is on. They're being pulled in a million different directions. This is not like the lead into a normal game. How do you expect to see these young guys respond?
Well, the good news is you have Andy Reid at the helm, and he is about as calm, cool, and collected as anybody. So it starts at the top where he's kind of just no-nonsense, kind of goes through the process and kind of makes sure everybody's on their P's and Q's. So I think from that standpoint, that's one of the reasons I love him as a leader that will keep things in check. But, yeah, it's not a normal week, and certainly this week very crazy before they ever hit the ground in Miami. So and they're going through, you know, a regular week of practice this week. So they have the business to attend to, which I think probably helps kind of create that schedule as well, you know, keep them busy and they're not occupied. But yeah, they're going to be pestered for tickets from everybody. Probably a lot of people, I'll hear from a lot of people they haven't heard from in decades.
Yep.
I'm your cousin's uncle's barber.
Yeah, exactly. Don't you remember me and remember me when? Those types of things. So yeah, tuning out the distractions is as big as anything over the next couple weeks. And then they'll obviously be down over the weekend to Miami and get things going down there. And it'll be a circus next week too.
All right, Josh Klingler from our sister station, 610 Sports Radio. You also hear doing sports here on KMBZ out at Rally House, where people are getting their shirts really fast. We appreciate you joining us to start the show today. Exciting time, no doubt.
All right, I'm going to get back in line and get some T-shirts.
Thanks a lot, Josh. We appreciate it.
I look great in red, by the way.
Yes. All right, so he mentioned Miami coming up. We'll spend some more time on this. If you've got comments, feel free. I don't want to go deep into the weeds of the play-by-play of the game yesterday, but if there are, you know, if things that you're feeling today, feel free, 576-7798. We've got time. We can take some calls. We'll talk about ticket prices for the Super Bowl if you want to go. Also, airlines have been adding flights. Again, the traveler in me finds this really interesting, but our buddy Justin Meyer from KCI was tweeting out this immediately after the game last night about airlines that are adding flights to Miami, and Southwest Airlines just came out with their press release about flights that they are adding. So we'll talk about some of that coming up if you still want to get to the game and you haven't figured it out yet.
And it's exactly 800 games, regular season and postseason, since Hank Stram manned the sideline. All those Chief legends beat Minnesota down in old Tulane Stadium at Super Bowl IV. And now this franchise, this city, they're going back to the big game. And soon they're going to receive the Lamar Hunt Trophy, named for the franchise's founding father, Andy Reid. It's going to be his second. He's going to be the seventh to ever take two different franchises to the big game.
Is this the beginning of a new reign, maybe in the AFC?
Well, it's going to be good for a long time. There is no doubt. There is no doubt the Chiefs should have a glorious long stretch ahead. And it really begins now with a trip to Miami.
Indeed it does. Yeah, we can't hear this enough today. 10:22 here on KMBZ. Keyword to Cash is taking the day off. We'll have that back for you tomorrow. If you have thoughts about the Chiefs win yesterday, 576-7798. Some of you are texting in about the merchandise and the gear that you've been getting and where you've waited in line and how long. Feel free to keep those coming in. Somebody said, waited in line for 3 hours at Academy Sports in Belton. Got my gear. I want to know how much you paid.
For a T-shirt.
Yeah,
three hours.
Yeah, but good for you. A lot of people have the day off today for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, so I think some of you are willing to stand in line for a little longer today.
Oh, no doubt.
So, yeah, if you have feelings about the game yesterday, go for it. Again, we are not ignoring the shooting that happened last night. That's what's making national news in relation to the shooting a little, in relation to the game yesterday, because it was at a club that was doing a celebration. We'll have Quentin Lucas, the mayor of Kansas City, on at 11:45 to talk more about that. All right, we're going to talk ticket prices. If anybody has tickets already to the Super Bowl, I would love to know what you're paying for them.
If you've got them in hand, yeah.
You can't text pictures to the text line, but if you want to describe them, go for it. Or you can tweet them at us at KMBZ Radio on Twitter. So we were spending some time during the break looking up flights to Miami. And so we'll go through some of that. And then John's been looking up ticket prices as well. So here's what I've been able to find in about 4 minutes of really quick research. If you're planning, if you want to go, it seems like your best bet price-wise. And keep in mind, the airlines have added flights. Holy cow, have they added flights. I mean, I don't know originally what they have, what Southwest normally does from Kansas City to Fort Lauderdale. That's Southwest doesn't fly into Miami. They fly into Fort Lauderdale, which is almost right there. I don't know how many they normally do, but they're doing like 15 of flights each way from Kansas City to Fort Lauderdale. So I always play with dates. I always start with Google Flights. Keep in mind, Southwest Airlines doesn't show up on Google Flights, so you got to go to their site first. Your best bet money-wise, if what you care about is what you're spending, seems to be going Saturday the 1st and coming back Tuesday the 4th. Yes, you're screwing around on Monday, you know, but you know, you're going to be tired anyway. You may as well take that day as a recovery day. I'm finding flights for as low as $234 round trip.
Which is hundreds of dollars cheaper.
Yes. I'm seeing it as high as $1,400 round trip. It just depends on, you know, where you want to spend. Do you want to spend money or time is kind of your, you know, is kind of the way you want to go. But I'm looking at Kansas City to Fort Lauderdale. I'm on Google Flights, Saturday the 1st to Tuesday the 4th. Let's see, you can go out on American. I mean, the flight times aren't amazing, but what do you care about? And fly back on American. Delta, American, Southwest all added a ton of flights because they there's money to be made there.
Right.
And so they're adding flights.
And as far as the Friday to Monday travel goes, we were looking around in some other areas in Florida. The problem Miami has is that it's so far away from all the other major cities in Florida that if you flew into somewhere in Central Florida, you'd be driving for a good 5 hours to get to the game.
Right.
However, people are doing it.
Right. And so you can also, you can play with every combination of this. Like I looked on Southwest if you want to fly through Tampa instead. Yeah. What'd you say the drive was?
It's about 5 hours, okay. 5.5 maybe.
So you can save money if you want. And it's amazing the number of flights. I wish I had seen the schedule before yesterday to see how many flights they normally do. But again, you could go Saturday to Tuesday on Southwest. You're spending $240 to fly in and you're spending as low as $155 to come back. But you're keep in mind, you're renting a car and you're spending the gas and the time. It just depends on what matters to you.
Right. But those flights, those Friday to Monday flights, even in Tampa and Orlando, are already starting to sell out.
Oh, so let me tell you, that's what we looked at first. And then I moved on from that because if you just want to go, you know, Friday to Monday is what I assume a lot of people are going to do. They're sold out. I'm looking at Tampa to leave on Friday the 31st. If you want to spend $600, you can, but if you want the lowest fare, those are sold out absolutely every single flight. Should have done it by now. Should have done it yesterday. Today is too late. Or drive. What's the drive from here to Miami? Let's Google Maps.
Yeah, because if you're going to drive the 5 hours from Tampa to Miami or from 6 hours from Orlando to Miami, then you might as well just drive the whole thing.
Right.
So you figure if from here to Tampa is probably about 16 hours?
I'll take your word for
maybe,
it.
Maybe, or am I thinking Miami?
But I'll look here in a sec. Let's go Kansas City to Miami.
New Orleans.
Yeah, and just, yeah, leave on Friday, spend the night somewhere.
Yeah.
You know.
Spend the night in New Orleans, for crying out loud. Right. Have a good time.
All right, Kansas City to Miami is 1,500 miles. They're calling it 21 hours.
21 hours, yeah. 16 to Tampa and 5 more to Miami.
Spend the night in Atlanta.
Yep.
Or Nashville. That would get you partway there, just drive it and then drive it back. Or fly and have the party plane. Any flight from here to Miami is going to be the party plane.
Just charter one.
Anytime over that weekend. All right, who's buying tickets and how much you spending? And what are you seeing them for?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, obviously, Super Bowl tickets themselves, if you're not one of the lottery winners here in town because you're a season ticket holder with the Chiefs, then you're SOL. You're going to have to
you better know somebody.
Major, major dollars for these things. And, I mean, I'm looking at seats that are terrible seats. Upper corner, which is about as far away from the field as you can possibly get in Joe Robbie Stadium, or now it's Hard Rock Stadium, $4,700. Almost five grand. And when you start
one ticket,
that's one ticket. That's per.
I feel like that should be five tickets.
Lower end zone, lower corner, you're talking $6,000. Sideline tickets, I mean, they're going to run you upwards of about $8,000 a piece.
Somebody just asked, on the text line, I don't know why they're adding all the flights. Every season ticket holder I know says Chiefs denied them Super Bowl tickets through the lottery. I would imagine some people, even if they're not getting tickets to the game, just want to go to Miami and hang out around the stadium, go to the bars, you know, be a part of the excitement, especially if you can get a round trip ticket for $350.
Tell you what, though, if that's what you're going to do, do yourself a favor.
Do it here.
do it here, yes. But find a place that's not right around the stadium, because right around the stadium isn't an area you really want to be.
Which we can talk more about, and we'll be hearing more about this on the air. We have stations, Entercom does, down in Miami, and so for those that are going, we'll have more details about what you need to know about Miami down there. So we'll get into more of that coming up a little bit later as we go through the week. Okay, one of my favorite debates that happens every year, but that means more to us this year, is whether we should have the Super Bowl on a Sunday or move it to a Saturday, for the obvious reason that people don't take Monday off because you're hungover or tired. We'll talk about that debate coming up next. Right now it's 10:28. Mark Lavoie is in the KMBZ newsroom.
Second and 10 as that Tennessee defense drops back. As Long had tried to make a diving, tipped at Mahomes, who tiptoes inside the 10. Still not down. Oh, what a run! Out of this world! Touchdown, Kansas City!
Thanks to CBS for that audio there of yesterday's game. So we're talking more about the Chiefs win yesterday and where we're headed here in the next couple of weeks. And so we were talking a little bit before the break about ticket prices and flights to get down there. And some of you are texting in what you're paying for tickets and that kind of thing and what you're doing down there and flights that have been added. One of the debates that happens a lot around Super Bowl time that I obviously care a little bit more about this year is whether the Super Bowl should be moved to Saturday instead of Sunday. If anybody wants to be honest, did any of you plan on taking the Monday after the Super Bowl off already? Before you knew whether the Chiefs were getting in, did you make that plan 6 months ago with your boss and request that day off so that because you're the winner today? If you had already done that, that's great that you're already taking that Monday off.
We're pre-taping the show that day.
John Grayson, you have to be here that day. You and I both have to be here on that Monday.
Take away all my fun.
I know we didn't tell you that beforehand, but you do not get to skip that day. So what do you think about that idea of moving the Super Bowl to Saturday instead of Sunday? And we were talking about this a little bit off the air this morning.
All kidding aside, though, I would not want to be anywhere other than here the day following that game. I mean, this going to be a huge party.
It's like the day after an election day. Like, do you want to miss the day after an election or any major news event? Because
right.
This is where the fun is going to happen, right here.
But on that idea of moving it to a Saturday, I am four square against. Even on the non-traditional football days during the regular season, when they play, I know it's gotten more and more common now to play the Thursday night games and the Saturday games once college football is over with and there's no conflict anymore. There's nothing I love better than more football, but I just, football is connected intrinsically in my head to Sundays. And to have the Super Bowl, I mean, the culmination of the season on any day other than a Sunday, I know there's a lot of good reasons for it. I just can't see it moving.
Is that a good enough reason, though?
No.
Because you're kind of talking about tradition.
Tradition.
Is that it's always, it's always been this way, therefore it should always be that way. Is that, we're not talking about moving all football. By the way, I have no skin in this game. I just think the debate is fun.
Jamie Monticelli.
It is. I fully admit, doesn't matter to me. Because I have the ability to stay up late on a Sunday and wake up early on a Monday work. So, that's fine. I can stay up late, watch the game, still be raring to go at 5 o'clock in the morning on Monday. No big deal. But I do think the debate is interesting. And we'll talk in a second about money, because in the end, it all comes down to, doesn't really matter what you want. It's about money. And if advertisers think you will watch as much on a Saturday as you would on a Sunday, my guess is you would. And if they would still be able to charge the ad prices on a Saturday as they would on a Sunday.
Right. And there's another case to be made, too, in addition to, moving the game an entire day earlier to moving it earlier in the day. I mean, we're talking about local time here. It's going to be, a 5:20 kickoff,
that. Yeah.
And the game, the halftime is extended. Everything takes forever when that game is being played. And so you're talking about a game that would normally take 3 hours, probably taking close to four. And so if it's not even a kickoff until 5:20, you're talking about maybe 9:30 before the game's over. And then what time is there left to party on a Sunday night?
Right. And some of you are weighing in, and we'll get to your calls here in a second. And CBS Sports had done the story last year. Again, it comes up every year, and the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, answered the question about why won't the league play the Super Bowl on a Saturday. We'll tell you what his answer was here in a second. But what do you think about moving it to a Saturday? Do you want the recovery time? Do you care about the tradition? Does it feel different being on a Saturday? Some people want the travel time on Saturday. Some people say if you're going to the game or whatever, you want the extra day to get there.
And somebody on the text line just also mentioned, I want the extra day to prepare for my Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
I've got ribs to cook. I've got, all kinds of stuff to do. And having that extra day on Saturday to prep makes it a little bit easier to deal with all those people in my house on Sunday evening.
Definitely. Yeah. And so what would you rather have, the bonus day on Saturday to get ready or the day after? And some of you were just taking Monday off work anyway, but not all of us can do that. Do you want the recovery day before or the prep day, the recovery day after or the prep day before? So we can get to some of your calls
here.
So far,
it's about even. We'll find out what the phones have to say. John in Parkville's going to kick us off. Hey, John.
Hey, I'm a little less concerned about which day the game is on, as Jamie, you'll remember this, what happened in 2014 when the Royals won.
Yes.
Or 2015.
Yeah.
The schools closed.
Well, because teachers wanted to go.
At the 11th hour.
Yeah.
So I'm more concerned that the boards of education throughout the region are thinking right now, what do we do if the Chiefs win? There will be a big party downtown.
I'll tell you what, I've already had conversations with people about it. Yeah, we've already talked about that in theory, because, well, I don't know. I assume that the Chiefs parade maybe is going to draw more people than the, just because the number of, you know, regional teams and stuff like that. Yeah, you're going to have the same problem. Assuming they do it on a weekday.
I think that's a safe assumption.
Can somebody tell me why? Yeah. I know this is me going squirrel a bit. Why is the parade on a weekday?
Because not all the players live here. So you want it, as soon as they get back, you want to have the parade so that they can go home.
Okay, got it. All right, so John,
have a good morning.
Thanks a lot for the call.
You do the same, man.
Sorry, that was me. I'm going to blame John for going squirrel on there for a second. Yeah, we've already talked about that because, yeah, for those that were in town when the Royals played, schools canceled because teachers called off because teachers wanted to go and they didn't have enough substitute teachers to fill in for everybody. And also, a lot of parents were pulling their kids out of school to go because it was, you know, it was monumental that the Royals had won the World Series. And so a lot of kids weren't going to be in school anyway. It was easier just for schools to close. I suspect the same may happen. I don't want to talk too much about the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl, but
I suspect the same thing could happen. Ahead of ourselves talking about a parade, but
right. Okay, so what about just moving the time of the game? Would it help? You know, is that, why is it so late in the day? What's that tradition of it being so late in the day?
Yeah, and we were talking about that again before the show and the idea that, you know, maybe it's got to be money-driven because everything on TV is money-driven. It is, after all, a TV show. But you're the Super Bowl. You are going to drive viewership, period. You're not going to lose anybody by moving the game to earlier in the day. I guess maybe, and I know that this has become a tradition again over the last 10 years or so, maybe even before that, they roll out a brand new show right after the Super Bowl.
Yes, that's right. Because the audience, they assume some of them is going to stick around.
Right. It's a huge showcase. I mean, it's the best leading you could possibly have. Right. So if you have a show you think is going to be a hit, then you know, you save that when you bank that until after the Super Bowl game. But, you know, I don't know how wise that is given the fact that most people are there just for the Super Bowl. You're going to have a lot of people driving home while your brand new show is on.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. Okay, so
it's also late, as we said.
Right. Who's
once watching? All the post game's over, it's 10 o'clock.
Right. So who's, although people still have to watch the 10 o'clock news, so I guess there's still an audience till 10:30. Okay, so Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, was asked this. I think he's probably asked this a lot, but CBS Sports asked him this last year. Again, about why won't the league play the Super Bowl on a Saturday? And this was his answer. The idea has been around for a long time. People have talked about it. He said the reason we haven't done it in the past is simply from an audience standpoint. The audiences on Sunday night are so much larger. Fans want to have the best opportunity to be able to see the game. We want to give that to them. Sunday night is a better night. They also say it's convenience. If the game is held on a Saturday, then people can get as crazy as they want at their Super Bowl party and not have to worry about working the next day. Things that we, and kids get to watch the entire game if it's on a Saturday and not have to go to bed. It doesn't sound like he's anxious to change it. I get that it's a very long standing tradition to change, you know, that you've got to retrain people then if you're going to move it to a Saturday.
Yeah.
And if you're going to do it, I think then you got to do it after that. You got to keep it on Saturday.
And you still have the alliteration. It's not like, you know, it's Super Bowl Sunday to Super Bowl Saturday. It still sounds as cool, I guess. But yeah, I mean, for him to say that, though, again, I have trouble thinking that anybody is going, well, you know, not as many people will watch the Super Bowl if it's on a Saturday because, you know, people got stuff to do. They're going out on dates and things. Nobody's going to go out on a date if they know the Super Bowl is on.
Or they don't care. Those people weren't going to watch it anyway.
Exactly.
The people that aren't going to watch it on a Saturday weren't going to watch it on a Sunday. So I don't think you're losing anybody if you move it to Saturday.
I don't either.
But they must genuinely fear that. Again, it comes down to audience because audience equals money. And so they must genuinely think that not as many people are going to watch it on a Saturday. I just don't know anybody that is going to say, nope, I'm not going to do it on Saturday. Unless, do more people work Saturdays than Sundays? I have no idea. I'm just spitballing ideas. Do more, you know, is it possible that more people genuinely cannot get out of work because you work weekends and so you'd have to work Saturday?
That's a possibility because so many more businesses are closed on Sunday that are not closed on Saturday.
Right, right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.